Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse. Andrew has just arrived and is talking with Larissa in the living room.
What do you want, Andrew?
Can't I come by to see my son if I want to?
Well, you sure as hell never do, so obviously you want something.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Our divorce hearing is tomorrow, Larissa. I was hoping we could reach some kind of compromise before then.
You know my lawyer is going to chew you up and spit you out. So now you're here to try to manipulate the situation to your advantage? Well, forget it.
I'm trying to do the right thing so that we can have a peaceful settlement for Addison's sake.
Give me a break. You don't do anything for anyone else's sake.
I'm not going to let you leave me with nothing, Larissa. I'll fight hard on custody if I have to.
I've seen that two-bit lawyer of yours, probably paid for by the jury you stole from me. You're not getting a damn thing.
You might be able to control the settlement, but you can't dictate custody. No judge is going to keep me from seeing my son.
I don't want you anywhere near Addison's life. You'll screw that baby up so bad if he's around you.
Well, you have no other choice.
Maybe I do. Andrew, darling, what if I offered you a settlement that would keep you living in the good life for a nice long time? How's that sound?
And just why would you do that?
Because I think you're desperate enough now to finally give me what I want.
Oh, and what would that be?
Sign away all your rights to Addison. Give me full custody of the baby and stay out of his life forever. And I'll show you the money. Now what do you say?
In her apartment, Raven is talking with Blake.
Well, Mom's at the airport. Hannah and Todd are on their way to Erie.
And I'm sleeping on your couch for the next few days.
My life has become so crazy that I don't even know what to think anymore.
So has mine. I spent my entire adult life concentrating on big conquests in my business life and in the bedroom. I didn't care about anything but being successful. But now I don't even know what successful means anymore.
You're in love, Blake. Love changes everything.
Sometimes I wonder if my life was better off without it.
Come on. There's nothing like the feeling of having somebody love you with all of their heart and soul. I'll probably never have that again in my life.
Raven, I know it's way too soon to even think about that, but you're young and strong. I know you'll find love again someday, when you're ready for it.
I don't want to even think about that right now. I'm just trying to get through one day at a time here.
What a pair we are, huh? With Terry in Paris and my Aunt Simone out of touch right now, I'd be going crazy if I couldn't talk to you.
It's kind of nice to have someone here with just as many problems as I have.
You're the strongest person I know, Raven. I wish I could be as strong as you.
Blake, everyone sees you as the strong one. Not me. I'm a basket case. Trust me.
Well, you could never tell.
In the Channel 6 newsroom, Gretchen is talking with Kyle and anchorman Rick Swanson.
Another winner there, Rick.
Why, thank you, Kyle.
Oh, Rick, I'm not sure if you met Gretchen Stiles. Gretchen, you obviously know Rick from his spot on the anchor desk.
Yes. Hello, Rick. It's so nice to meet you.
Hello. Welcome to Channel 6.
Thanks.
Hey, what's up, pretty lady?
Charlie, what are you doing in here?
Gretchen, you're not allowed visitors in the newsroom, you know.
Oh, cheer up, Kyle, would you? Oh, wow, it's Rick Swanson, my favorite anchorman.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello. Do you always talk like that? I thought you just did that for the news.
Charlie, let me show you my desk. Excuse me, guys.
What? What did I say?
Oh, you can't insult the lead anchor around here. You're going to get me fired.
I'm sorry. Didn't realize I was insulting anyone. Anyway, if that were to happen, I'd just buy a whole new TV station and make you the anchor.
It doesn't work like that, Charlie. This job, it's important to me, okay? I need to prove to myself that I can make it on my own.
Oh, okay. Understood. You know, I have so much faith in you, I could bet my left arm on your success, Miss Gretchen.
At Alexander's apartment, Chuck has just arrived.
Rachel Cummings is dead?
Yes, I found out yesterday.
And there was something else you needed to tell me?
I found an address book in Rachel's things. We thought it was hers at first, but I got a call from Trey Gallagher from the NYPD, and he said it looked like it belonged to Herman Cummings, who we think was her father.
Well, I think I remember that name from when Rachel first came to town, claiming to be Adriana's sister.
But that was all some big misunderstanding, right?
I'm not sure. She had a letter from her grandmother. It said something to the effect that her father took some baby from Ray Cummings. I can't remember exactly. But we let her know that Ray didn't have any kids.
I found an interesting address circled in the book.
Whose address?
Zach Jessup's. Joey's father in Alabama.
What?
I called him, but he hung up on me. His wife just died.
I heard about that, but how did Rachel Cummings' father know Zach Jessup? I don't get it.
I was hoping you could give me some answers here.
I wish I could help. I don't know what... Wait a minute.
What is it?
What if Ray Cummings did give a child to Rachel's father?
What do you mean?
Not his own child, Adriana's child. Oh my God, that's what happened. Adriana's daughter isn't dead. Ray Cummings lied to her.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.